may be seated. If you're turning the Bibles to the book of Ephesians, I'm starting a series this morning, a new series on the Christian warrior. This is part one, exposing the enemy. I looked around me today and we have 6 Vietnam combat veterans. We've got another veteran here that fought in Afghanistan and other wars. So we've got military people here that know how to fight. But we're in a spiritual warfare, and the Apostle Paul lets us know that we need to be suited up and battle ready at all times. Look at Ephesians 6 and 10. He says, "Finally, my brethren." So he's talking to the church. People have been born again. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." Greatest put on has ever been. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." There's a warfare. "But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness or wicked spirits in high places or heavenly places." And then it says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand," then it goes on to say, "stand therefore." And then it tells us how to suit up. But then Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 8, because God wants you to know you have an enemy. He's very active. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, your enemy, he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour." You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus has given us the authority to use his name. And he has done that because we are engaged in a spiritual warfare. And the name of Jesus carries power in 3 worlds. "Wherefore God," because he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God." Can I get a witness? That name carries power in 3 worlds. My subject this morning, the Christian warrior, part 1, exposing the enemy. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the blood. Lord, when you see the blood applied to our heart, you know that Jesus has been there, that Jesus has already tread through that heart, and that we're born again. And God, because of that, you have made us more than conquerors. When you see the blood, you realize that we've been bought with a price. And we're to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits, which are God's. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. Lord, let me preach your gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. Give us a listening ear. Ears that we can hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Church, we are in a warfare. And just because people deny the devil and demonic power, that does not mean that he's going to be inactive. That is a spiritual warfare, a battle that is raging. And the devil is very, very, very active. And so I want to equip you so you can win the battles of life every time. I'm a combat veteran, and I served in the United States Marine Corps in Vietnam, and they taught me and trained me before they sent me into battle. And when I arrived in Vietnam, I was trained and I was combat ready. Amen. And they had taught me about my enemy. They had a course that they carried you through, Vietnamese orientation, and they had mock villages to show you what it would be like when you got there. And so when I got there, I was prepared because I'd been trained and I had my armor. But when I got saved, I found myself in a different type of battle. And God began to train me. And God began to show me the weapons of my warfare. I mean, I was a broken, fragmented man when I got saved. I'm like the old Apostle Paul. I am what I am today because of the grace, the favor, and the mercy of God. And God, He began to show me the weapons of my warfare, and He began to train me, and He began to talk to me, and God used my experience in the Marine Corps to help equip me for the battles that I would face in life. He showed me how to use the name of Jesus. He showed me how to resist the devil and his deception. He showed me the power of the blood, and He showed me my position in Jesus Christ. And I learned who my enemy was. And I know who the troublemaker is. I know what he's trying to do. The devil doesn't belong on your back. He doesn't belong in your head. He doesn't belong in your finances. He doesn't belong in your family. There's one place the devil belongs, and that's under your feet. And God has given us a name above every name so we can drive the devil from the battlefield and put him where he belongs. And God wants you to realize that this church right here, Westmoreland, is special. We are favored by God. There have been prophecies spoken, and people are coming, and they're coming to get healed, they're coming to get saved, they're coming to get the bondages broken off of their life. I could go through this place right now. I'm looking at one. I've been wondering about Sister May. She had cancer years ago and came here. God healed her cancer, and there she sits, hallelujah, praising God. We got people have had all kind of problems, heart disease, all kind of ailments that have shown up, but they're still here because of the grace and the favor and the mercy of God, hallelujah. See, we're special here because we have linked ourselves up with God to equip the saints. We have linked ourselves up with God for a great harvest of souls. Jesus said, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are already white to harvest. And the more I serve God, the sweeter it grows. And the more I see Him do, the more I want to see Him do. Because He's a great God. My Bible says the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He's in charge. He's in control. And if you will submit your life to His word, praise God. If you will do what He says and walk in the light as He is in the light, eyes not seen, is not heard, it's not even in the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Hallelujah. See, God is not willing that any should perish, but He will have all men to be saved. But after you are saved, He wants you to come to the knowledge of truth. Some people, they just get saved and they begin to drift along doing their own things and doing whatever they feel that is okay. But no, God says there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. I hold in my hand the most powerful book, the most powerful weapon there has ever been. It is the living, eternal, everlasting Word of God. Hallelujah. This Word will change you. This Word will change you from nature to grace. This Word will bring you forth out of your trials, out of your battles, and you'll look back and say, look what the Lord has done. Goodness and mercy, they follow me everywhere I go. Hallelujah. God did it. God did it. God saved you. You didn't go looking God. God went looking you. Hallelujah. Not willing that any should perish. God wants that. God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we are committed to taking the gospel to the world here at Westmoreland. Not only here in Wilson, North Carolina, but I want the devil to know to the world. That's why I go to the nations. That's why we support missions here. That's why I have leaders and missionaries from foreign nations visit us here at Westmoreland. And so you know if the devil's going to be mad at anybody, he's going to be mad at you and me. And he's going to do everything he can to stop us. He's going to do his best. But his best is not good enough because we know who we are in God and we know our God. And the Bible says they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And God wants you to know that the warfare, it is real and it's out there. It's waiting for you. And the devil, he's got a plan to take you out. That's why the Apostle Paul, you know, the battle is real. He said at the end of his life, he said, I have fought the good fight. And if the Apostle Paul had to fight, do you think God is going to let you and me sit back on a bed of ease? No! We are engaged in a great warfare. And Paul let us know about this conflict. Paul said, for we wrestle not. It's a battle going. When I first got saved, I said, God, I can't fight. I'm a warrior. I just love everybody. When I got to the sixth chapter of Ephesians and I read it, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I said, praise God. It sounds like somebody's fighting to me. And then God began to talk to me about how to come forth, how to win the battles. Like, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wicked or wicked spirits in heavenly places. There is a battle going on. Another translation says, against world rulers of this darkness. Still another translation says, against master spirits of the dark world. That's what the Bible has to say. And I'm telling you that if angels are real, the devil and his demonic power, they are real also. There is another world right beyond what you can see. And it is a world of darkness. And the Bible calls the devil the god of this world. He is the prince of darkness. And you better believe it. Look at 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. You want to know why some people aren't saved? You want to know why people in your family are fighting the battles they are and why they're held captive? Look at this. Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Look at this. In whom the god of this world, the devil himself, have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You want to know what God looks like? Watch Jesus as he walks through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, healing the sick, casting out devils, setting the captive free, announcing Jubilee. Go on, praise him, because one day, praise God, he came your way and broke every chain of darkness. See, the devil is the god of this world. He's the prince of darkness, and he's the one who darkens the mind. And everyone who does not have Jesus in their heart, they are under his power and under his control. You say, I don't believe that. Well, a group of religious people came to Jesus one day, said, we are of our father Abraham. He said, if you knew Abraham, you'd know me. He said, you're of your father, the devil. Bunch of religious people, like the Pharisees. They lived, they went to church, they paid their tithe, they worshiped God, and they died and went to hell because they went their own way. You got to go the way of the cross. Hallelujah. They refused to do that. Thank God that you and I has been born again. We have been delivered from the power and the authority of darkness, and we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace or his divine favor. Look at this right here. Look at this right here. Colossians 1 and 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet, or who has made us worthy, or who has qualified us. God made you worthy to get saved. They preached it for years and said, you're not worthy. Put Acts 13:46 up there, brother. Acts 13:46. That's one of the biggest lies that's ever been perpetrated, that you're not worthy. God made you worthy. I just read it to you, and I'm going to read it to you again, because people are trying to make you think you're nobody. If you're washed in the blood and walking in the light, let me tell you something. God made you worthy of this great salvation. Paul and Barnabas, they're preaching to a bunch of Jews, and they said, they waxed bold. I like that. They got bold. Said, I'm not ashamed to get up and preach the word of God with power and anointing. Paul said, I didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. I came in power and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. And any good preacher, praise God, he ought to teach the word, preach the word, and God will back it up with signs and wonders following. Go on, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Paul said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been preached unto you, but seeing that you judge yourself unworthy. Do you see that? These people judge themselves unworthy of everlasting life. He said, lo, we turn to the Gentile. Aren't you glad he turned to the Gentile? We were that wild olive branch that was grafted in, and we're saved today. The Bible says, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Go on, praise God. Did you got some promises? that belong to you. Colossians 1 and 12, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet and worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. You have an inheritance. You just got to hear about it and know about it. Who has delivered us from the power? That word there in the Greek is exousia. Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son? We've been translated. You are a child of darkness. I was a child of darkness. But one day the light shone our way. And God the Father just picked us up and took us out of that kingdom of God darkness and set us down in the kingdom of light. Woo! Glory to God. I'll tell you something. That is powerful. I don't know whether it makes you shout or not, but we've been delivered from the authority of darkness. That's shouting territory. That's territory where I can dance and praise God because of who I am and what he did. Everything Jesus did at Calvary, it was the blood that was poured out to redeem you and me. And I want to tell you that the devil and these cosmic rulers of darkness, they have an individual plan against every individual person. They don't just hit and there and run to and fro. No, there is a plan that Satan has against your life. He has a plan to take you down and to destroy you. The devil is a strategist. He's one of the greatest strategists there's ever been. And don't count him lightly. But he doesn't have authority over us. Matter of fact, we've been given authority over him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, we've got authority, but you got to use it. Let me say that again. We've got authority, but you got to use it. If you'll use it, I'll tell you one thing, it will work. See, the devil knows how to fight. That's what I'm trying to say. And he has you in his computer. He has you on his radar. He knows your weaknesses. And he knows all the things that can cause you to stumble. And he has assigned evil spirits to dog your trail, to attack your family, and to drag you down to hell if he can. Now, that's a sobering thought. When I think about that, that he's got a plan to destroy me and my family, my little children, and my grandchildren, and this church, that's a sobering thought to me. People say, well, I'm too busy to go to church and take my children to church. You tell me you're not going to honor God with your time, your talents, and your temporal means. You tell me you're not going to honor God with total dedication of your life unto the Lord. You tell me you're not going to forgive those that have wronged you and done despite against you. Don't let your happiness be in somebody else's head. Let your happiness be in Jesus. Do yourself a favor and forgive them. Hallelujah. And do it for your own sake. Glory to God. You're going to tell me you're going to let your family drift along under the power of darkness and die and go to hell? Oh, my. Wake up. Wake up. May God wake us up. The Bible says, arise and shine, for that day is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Oh, I feel the glory. I feel the anointing. I feel it in my hand. I feel it in my feet. I feel him all over me. Go and praise him. Come on, give Jesus a standing ovation. Glory to God. He's in the house. Hallelujah. His presence is here. His word is here. His spirit is here. His blood is here. The anointing is here. Liberty is here. Freedom is here. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. 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 He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Ha! Woo! Ha! Oh, there's a rest in God. He said, labor to enter that rest. Hallelujah. That's a secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from his noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou abide. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the destruction that wasteth in darkness, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. If you go back to the first part of it, he says, he will say, I will say rather, and he will do. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Surely he shall deliver me. Go on and praise God. He's going to deliver you. Glory to God. See, the Bible tells us who and what we're fighting against. The devil and master spirits of darkness. And listen to me. They are out to destroy you. The devil has assigned demons to follow you, to tempt you, and to hinder you every way they can. They have an assignment from the evil one, from the devil himself. They're his demonic forces. A third of the angels fell. Jesus said, that's no big thing. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning, but I've given you power, authority over all his power in my name. Some people say, well, I just don't believe that. Well, it doesn't matter. Doesn't change it one iota. Because just because you believe it, it doesn't mean that you're true, what you're saying is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. I mean, they are out there, demon spirits. They have tried to kill me. They've tried to kill my wife. They've tried to kill my children. They've tried to kill my family. They've tried to kill this church. But we're still here. We're still fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. And that's why you got to be suited up at all times. Don't ever take your arm off. I heard a preacher preach years ago, and he said, I tell you what you do. You get up every morning, and you put on the whole armor of God. And I'm thinking to myself, brother, I got one a whole lot better than that. You put on the whole armor of God, and you never take it off. Hallelujah. I remember the first time I experienced a mortar attack in Vietnam. I was fast asleep, and I believe I would have slept through it. But one of my buddies said, wake up, Nelson. We're under attack, and we're being hit from every side. I tell you, I was fast asleep. It was hot in that jungle, in that environment there. And I was down to my underwear, and I got up and I put my pants on. Then I put my boots on. Then I put my flak jacket on. That's like a bulletproof vest. It protects your upper torso here. I put my flak jacket on. I picked up my M16 rifle. I threw some ammo across my shoulder. I locked and loaded my weapon, and I ran to the bunker. And when I reached that bunker, I was exhausted. Marines supposed to be the first to fight. But, man, I've given out just getting to the line there. But I learned a lesson that night. After that, I slept fully clothed with my boots on. I took my flak jacket and I sewed some ammunition pouches onto it. My ear was trained and I could hear the sounds of those guns. Boom, 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 boom. I knew that was outgoing. My ear was trained and I could hear the sound. Boom, 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 boom. I knew they were incoming. And when I heard those incoming rounds, I would jump out of that rack with my boots on. I would throw my flak jacket on, pick up my M16 rifle, lock and load it on the run, and I was battle ready at all times. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to put your armor on, never take it off. Amen. And he wants you to be battle ready at all times. Ready, 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 ever ready. Like to energize a battery. I got something in me that gives me energy. Woo! It's called the Holy Ghost. Stronger than any ever ready battery you could ever imagine. Look at 1 Peter 5:8 again. Peter said, be sober, be vigilant. That word vigilant means watchful. Be on the alert. Be watchful. Look out among you. It's the Holy Ghost to help you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. See, the devil has put an assignment out on your life. But at the same time, God is raising up an army that knows how to fight in this warfare. I think he's talking about Westmoreland Church. Glory be to God. I think he's talking about us. Hallelujah. I really do. Glory to God. He's raising up an army. What kind of an army is it? It's an army that knows who their God is. It's an army that knows who the enemy is. It's an army that knows that they know that they know, and they're sure that they're sure that they've been born again. They know the power of the name of Jesus. They know that the devil must bow to the name of Jesus. They know that the devil must run when you resist him. They know that they are more than conquerors. They know that they have power over all the power, and they have authority over all that the enemy could ever do. God is raising up an army that knows that the greater one lives within them. They know how to fight. They've got the blood. They've got the name. They've got the Holy Ghost. They've got the Word. They've got the nature of God. They've got all that they need. They've got the whole armor of God, and they're battle ready at all times. It does not matter how many master spirits rule, how many demons stalk you to try to drag you down to hell. If you know the truth, and if you use the name of Jesus, you can break the power of the devil and drive him away every time. I mean, you can literally drive him from the battlefield. We had so much firepower when I was in Vietnam. If we got hit, praise God, we'd call in naval gunfire. We'd call in air strikes out of Da Nang Air Base. We had stuff, praise God, and we would drive the enemy from the battlefield. We had one airplane called Puff the Magic Dragon. And when he would come over at night and we'd be hit, old Puff, you could hear him come. He said, "Whoa, whoa," sound like a dragon to me. "Whoa." And that thing that had two big Gatling guns on it, 50 calipers, and they would hit everywhere they hit. It was about a 2-inch space left between where those rounds would, those tracer, and you could see it coming out of the sky, red tracer rounds. And when Puff came over, everything got quiet. Everything went underground. They knew they couldn't stand against that kind of firepower. And what I'm trying to tell you, you got fire. Jesus said, "You shall receive the Holy Ghost and fire." I said the Holy Ghost and fire. I said the Holy Ghost and fire. And it's time that the church have more than tongues. It's time that the church have fire, fire, fire. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. That destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. You can drive him from the battlefield, but you're going to have to do it. Let me say that again. You are going to have to do it. People come to me all the time needing help, and to others in this church. And we pray, and we can do all, we do all that we can for you. But what you need to do is get into a good church that teaches the Word of God, that teaches you how to act, that teaches you how to live, that teaches you how to win the battles of life. And then when the devil comes around, you can do it yourself. You mean I can do it? That's exactly what Jesus said. Look at Luke 10:19. This is Jesus. Jesus is a great preacher. Hallelujah. Greatest of all preachers. He said, "Behold, stop, look, listen, think about it. I give unto you power." That word, that power, that's exousia. Means authority. If you got a New King James, look it up. It says authority. "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power." That word is dunamis. The devil does have power. That's why people on drugs. That's why you have the problems you have. That's why your finances get hit. That's why he breaks up homes. That's why he destroys things. He's got power. But you don't let him have any when it comes to you. You have authority over him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And then he said, "In my name you shall cast out devils." That means if the devil himself showed up with all his demonic forces, you can say, "Devil, come here a minute. Come here, devil. Stand right there. Stand right there, devil. I want you to get right there. Now I want you to line up all your demon powers. I want you to line up all the forces of evil, all the wicked spirits of darkness. Line them up behind you there. I want to tell every one of you something. Jesus my Lord and my Savior. He has given me authority over you, devil, and over all the kingdom of darkness. And Jesus said, nothing shall by any means hurt me. That doesn't mean I'm not going through a battle. That doesn't mean I'm not going to have to fight the good fight of faith. It just means I have authority. It means you have authority. And you got to know that too. Hallelujah. I've told it hundreds of times probably. I said, if I thought the devil was behind the door, I'd kick it down just to see if he was there. That's the kind of warrior spirit you've got to get on you. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to have a warrior spirit. And if you'll get that warrior spirit and then know who you are in Christ, then you can come forth. See, when the devil knows that you know who you are in Christ, then the devil knows that he's got to obey you and he's got to leave. You can drive him out. Not in your name, but in the name above every name. Say it with me. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. What a name. Glory to God. My Lord. See, in these lessons, God is going to help us raise up an army here at Westmoreland. And you can be a part of that army. Because God is wanting to raise his people up to a higher level. To a level that you never dreamed of. A level where you can drive the devil out of your home, out of your children, out of your finances, out of everything that you hold near and dear. Did you know that if you're not grounded in the Word of God, that when trouble begins to come your way, you will blame God. And you'll say things like, why, God? Why have you done this to me? Why have you done that? See, if you don't know the truth, you will say, why, God? Why did you cause this to happen? But if you know the truth, you'll know that it's not God, but it's the devil. I remember preaching the first funeral I ever did of a drug addict. And I told a young girl he was dating, I said, break ties with him. I said, he doesn't have what you have. He doesn't want what you want. He's selling drugs and he's a drug addict. Well, he came to church for a little while, but I'm going to tell you, that boy died. He threw up one night and drowned in his vomit. And I did the funeral, and I told her, I said, you need to get back into the church. You need to get your heart right with God. I'm mad at God. I said, why are you mad with God? She said, he killed so-and-so. I said, no, God didn't kill him. He killed himself. He killed himself. He overdosed. He did it. God didn't do it. I mean, we got to get real about this thing. God says, I want you to obey my word. I want you to do what I say. And if you obey my word and do what I say, praise God. If you'll trust and obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Got to have a warrior spirit. Amen. Now, you and I, we know what John 10:10 says. Jesus said, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, if there's anything in your life where stealing is going on, if there's anything in your life where killing is going on, if there's anything in your life where destruction is going on, it is not God, it is the devil. The devil comes to steal your marriage. The devil comes to steal your children. The devil comes to steal young people's lives. The devil comes to steal your money. The devil comes to steal your peace. The devil comes to steal all that you hold dear. He's out to steal, but not only to steal, he doesn't stop there. He's out to kill. To kill your dreams, to kill your marriage, to kill your children, to kill all the joy that you have in your life. He's out to steal, to kill, and then to destroy. I want you to notice the downward progression of sin. Steal, kill, and then destroy. Somebody said when the storms of life come through and destroy houses, and they said it's an act of God. You know the insurance companies, they say that. They call it an act of God, but that's not true. It's not an act of God. It's an act of the devil who is causing all the disturbances in the atmosphere. You say, prove that to me. Well, I can. When there was a storm out on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus stood up and he rebuked it. Why? He couldn't rebuke what his Father was doing. He said, the works that I do, they're not my works, but they're the Father's works. He said, if you've seen me, praise God, you've seen the Father. He said, I didn't come to do my will, but I came to do the will of him, woo, that sent me. God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil. And if you ever get that straight, praise God, you'll be on your way to victory. Victory, victory, it is mine. Victory, victory, it is mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory, victory shall be mine. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the Most High God. He is possessor of heaven and earth. He's a deliverer from every enemy. Now in the book of Job, the book of Job's oldest book in the Bible, God clearly shows the human race who the troublemaker is and who the blesser is. God pulled back the curtain of time and God said, I want you to know when sickness and tragedy come, when your children are in a storm, and when the enemy comes down, and your body is sick unto death and all of that. God said, I want you to know it's not me. It's the great afflictor. But I'm not the great afflictor. I'm the great healer. I'm your Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. You see, you need to realize that you have to stand up and you have to stand against the devil yourself. Drive him out of your home yourself. I want to talk to the men in this church today. Don't let your wife be the strong spiritual leader in your family. Stand up like a man. God put you in charge of that family. Use the name of Jesus. Give the command of faith and drive the devil out. The Bible says, wives, submit yourself unto your husband as unto the Lord. Most men can quote that. They don't know the next one. Where he says, husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I got to give myself for my wife. I can't have that little sports car. Matter of fact, I took my little 66 Corvette Stingray Classic and traded it in on a Mercedes Benz because my family in 1984 needed a better car. So, but guess what? A few years ago, I told my wife, I said, the kids are grown, they're gone, they're out of college, they're on their own. I think I'm going to unwrap my Corvette. Woo! Hallelujah. Be a man. Love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. God put the responsibility on the man's shoulder. Hallelujah. If every daddy would take charge of his home, use the name of Jesus and rebuke the devil, they could drive him out of that home and they'd have peace. Amen. See, we have the book of Job, and we know that it was the devil that caused all those problems and not God. But Job, he didn't know that, but he maintained his integrity through it all, and Job did not charge God foolishly. And guess what God did? God gave him double for his trouble. And then over there in Genesis, the enemy came down into Sodom and Gomorrah. They swooped down, and they took Lot's, Abraham's nephew, they took his wife, they took his children, they took his herds, they took everything they had. And Abraham, he heard about it. And guess what? You got to hear something before you can do anything about it. And I want to tell you, you're hearing something today. Hallelujah. He heard about it. The Bible says he armed himself. And the Bible says then he armed his 318-19 men in his house. And he went after the enemy. And he got it all back. Amen. He took everything back that the enemy had taken. And then one day, old David, he comes home to Ziklag. His wife is gone. His children are gone. His herds are gone. His cattle are gone. His gold is gone. His silver is gone. Everything is gone in a moment of time. and he sits alone, and the Bible says he talked to the Lord his God. He said, God, shall I pursue? God said, pursue, and you shall recover all. Hallelujah. And David, he goes after the enemy, and he gets them. And he takes back his wives. He takes back his children. He takes back his herds. He takes back the cattle. He takes back the gold. He takes back the silver. And he looked at that and he said, what's that over there? It was all the spoils of victory that the Amalekites had taken, that the Amorites had taken from the enemies that they had already come and defeated. And David said, I'm going to make that devil pay. He said, they be David's spoil. He said, not only am I taking my stuff back, I'm taking everything back. That's what I want to get into you. If God restored Job and gave him double for his trouble, if God restored Abraham, if God restored David, don't you know God will restore you and me? But it's not enough just to get it back. See, my assignment now is I've gotten my stuff back. I've been through some battles, let me tell you. But my assignment since I got called to preach is to take it to other people. And that's the assignment I want God to drop upon every person in this place. God is raising up a great army. And God is wanting the church to rise up in these last days. Amen. The Bible says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. See, and what I want to tell you is this. If you're watching by live stream of Facebook, you cannot do what I'm talking about in a moment of time. You cannot do it in one service. And that's why I encourage people to come out here to Westmoreland so we can train you and teach you how to recover all. You need a church that teaches the Word of God and not religious tradition. You don't need a church that denies the power of God and the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Spirit. You go ask some of them. Oh, I've had people come to me. They say, I asked the preacher, do y'all believe in speaking in tongues? Yeah, we believe. They don't go on and say, do you do it? No, they don't allow it. We don't want it here. My Bible says, forbid not to speak in tongues. Paul said, I pray in the Spirit. I pray with understanding. See, that's why you need the Holy Ghost in the church. Sometimes you just get down. You're fighting such a battle. Oh, God. God gives you groaning and utterances. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So I invite everybody that wants to be a part of the army that God is raising up, come on out to Westmoreland. Be a part of it. You need a church that teaches you who you are in Christ Jesus so you can come forth more than a conqueror. They that do know their God, Daniel 11:27, shall be strong and do exploits. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Glory.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Power. Holy Ghost power.
There is power
in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain, to break every
chain. Why do we sing those songs in the church? Because people are wrapped in chains. And Jesus is a chain breaker.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power.
Break every chain.
To break every chain.
Break every chain.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To
break every chain.
I hear those chains falling.
I want a prayer team to come on up.